Moshe Leiter, his neshama go to highest points again. Moshe Yedidia Ben, don't know his mother's name, Sarah, president of our shul's nephew. I saw him a few times in shul. He's a wonderful guy. And may his family, Hashem, comfort him and other mourners of Zion in Jerusalem. Okay, let's begin. I want to begin with something that's very interesting, which we didn't talk about. And with that in mind, let's just look at the first segment of the two dots, and then that will be the ability for us to open the door to discuss Rabbi Yehuda Shita about Borei Minei Deshoyim, which we had not discussed yet. Okay, everyone got it? Amar Mar. Okay, Yechezkel, we want to read? Yeah, go ahead. Amar Mar. Go ahead. Excellent. That was a quote from the previous brisa before the two dots, the Hatanya, where it said, "Akos zechita baruch ala bre pri adam." Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Hatanya.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the kasha? The kasha is Rabbi Yehuda says you say Borei Minei Zeroyim. Blessed be Hashem that creates different types of seeds. So, what's the stira? You tell me. What's the stira? He said, Borei Pri Adama, and then he says, Borei Minei Zeroyim. And what does it say? It says, Vatanya is what? Borei Minei Zeroyim, right? Yeah? So, obviously, what's the Gemara's assumption when it asked the Kasha? That it was the same Tana. Yes? Obviously, when you ask that Kasha, it's the same Tana. So we have a difference of opinion. You say, Brei Pradam, Brei Minei Zeroyim. Go ahead. Excellent. Which price is which? You tell me. Plug it in correctly, please. The first price is who? The Rabbanan. Second price is who? You with me, Yechezkel?
Yeah, yeah.
Second price is Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead, the Snan.
Snan. The Aliraka is Brei Minei
Zeroyim. The Bach adds the word who? Aliraka is who Omer Brei Pradam? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Brei Minei? Excellent. So what's Gemara's answer? Moshe Pshat and Gemara. You guys tell me.
It's not a question. It's two different meanings.
Right. But what is Rabbi Yehuda's mandate? Rabbi Yehuda's mandate is a very square or cube of specificity. So therefore, if it's square or cube specificity, so on herbs, you'll say Brei Minei Deshoyim. And on seeds, you say, Gavriel, good to see you. You got the Gemara? And on seeds, you say Brei Minei Zeroyim. Yes? So you see, Beferish Lamaisa, that since Rabbi Yehuda holds what he holds, Rabbi Yehuda, don't ask me any kashas, that brisa that says, Brei Minei Zeroyim is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay? Let's see Rashi. You know, before we read Rashi, I want to pose the following question to you. The Mishnah, if you remember, in the beginning of the year, on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was on herbs, you say what? Brei Minei Deshoyim. Remember that was the end of the Mishnah?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Lamaisa, and that's what we're going to investigate now before we look at Rashi inside. Does Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, Stam Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, does he deny the bracha of Brei Pri Adama completely? Does it not exist in his eyes? You have to be specific. You say Brei Minei Deshoyim. You say Borei Minei Zeroyim. Does he totally deny Borei Pri Adama or not? And before we see the Rashi, let me spill the beans to you about this. There's one of the great Gedol Achrom and Mishnayos is called the Melech Shlomo. And the Melech Shlomo on our Mishnah, which I didn't mention to you when we learned the Mishnah, we didn't comment on it. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't because we don't pass on it. The Melech Shlomo is actually of the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda denies Borei Pri Adama. He denies it. He says on Yerakos you would say Brei Minei Deshoyim, on Zeroyim you'd say Brei Minei Deshoyim, and that's it. In fact, he quotes our Gemara that we just learned. And Lamaisa, if you look in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say Abraha Kol Min V'Min. The Gemara has a line that you say Abraha Kol Min V'Min. So it comes out, Lamaisa, it comes out that there is the Melech Shlomo and also the Shagar Sariyeh in Simen Chav Gimel. Get it down. Melech Shlomo and the Shagar Sariyeh, Simen Chav Gimel, that called that Rabbi Yehuda denies the bracha of Borei Pri Adama. Okay? He denies the bracha of Borei Pri Adama. So this is the approach that is taken by Melech Shlomo and the Shagas Aryeh. But we'll wait till we get there, but I want to point out, not everyone agrees with this. The Merume Sadeh, the Netziv, in Dir Maskor of Yehuda, proves from a Gemara later on, a Memalef from an Aleph, Regabe Radishes and Zayas, the Rebbe Yehuda also holds of the Bracha of Borei Pri Adama. He only says on Deshoyim, on Esav, on herbs, on grasses, on Yerakos, he would say Borei Pri Adama. And this is Mefurish in the Ramban and Daf Mem. The Ramban and Daf Mem Amar Aleph in Brachos Maskaha, Dir Maskaha, says on anything that's a davar shepri nechal, like kishuyim, squash, rav tichim, you know, melon, watermelon, or shumim, garlic, you say a brei pri adama. And anything that the actual yerek is eaten, you say brei minei deshoyim. So we have the feirish in the Merume Sadeh and the Ramban, the Rebbe Yehuda does not deny the bracha of brei pri adama at all. He does not deny it at all, he just has Borei Pri Adama on things where you eat the fruit, and things where you eat the actual plant, you say Borei Minei Deshoyim. And things you eat the seeds, you say Borei Minei Zroim. But I want you to get down that there's a major machlokes in Gedol Acharonim with the Ramban, what Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is. Did he deny Borei Pri Adama? And the poshut takeaway from our Gemara is maybe that he does. I mean, I'm not saying it's Mefurish, but Lamaisa, you get the impression from the Gemara. Gemara says these strange, uncommon niskos of Brei Minei Zroim, Brei Minei Deshoyim. Don't worry about it, it's a Tana Reb Yehuda. You get the impression maybe a little bit that he doesn't have Borei Pri Adama. Maybe not, maybe yes, but that's how much you know as a machlokes. With that in mind, now let's read the Rashi. Go ahead, you're doing a great job, Yechezkel. Ha Reb Yehuda Chule, go ahead. Reb Yehuda. Go ahead, Diktani. He actually says the boy, the Bach, the Agos Vitzunim says the boy we require the whole min the main berkaso. You must be as specific as possible. Go ahead, can Mefarish?
Mefarish and Kama Bipedikim.
Ali Bey, according to him. Hilkach.
Hilkach, the Iraq is Bari Bene
Design. Excellent. Excellent.
The Rabban Bain Zain Bain Irakais.
You say the kobol. There's a kobol, the general bracha. Brei Pri Adama. Go ahead. And you don't require to be specific. So, if I would ask you from this Rashi, what's your impression you get from that? Seems like he denies Brei Pri Adama. I mean, I don't think it's befurish, but you get that impression a little bit. No, Reb Yehuda is very into being specific, so he says, "Say Brei Nei Deshoyim, say Brei Nei Zroim." He doesn't even, and then he points out the Rabbanan are not that way, and he has Brei Pri Adama. So I'm not saying it's Mefurish, but maybe you write in your notes, and we want to be Medayik and Rashi, that maybe it's a little bit of a backup for the Melech Shlomo or support and the Shagas Aryeh, that maybe Taka Reb Yehuda denies the bracha of Brei Pri Adama. Interesting. Okay, maybe. That's what I'm saying. Is that Mefurish? Just say maybe. I want you to be in tune with it, and that's the way we set it up. Okay? Excellent. Okay, that's the Pshat Lamaisa. That's the Pshat Lamaisa in this piece of Gemara. And it sheds a light on a lot of people. Could skim it and go quick with it, and you don't even notice it. But I want, bless you, I want you to notice that. Even like I said, we don't pass on the computer, but you still have to understand the Shitas and Lamdas. Sam, good to see you, and what it's based on, Allah Lamaisa. And that's the Chiddush that we want to point out. I want to give you another example in Shas where Rabbi Yehuda, we talk a du paskin like against the Chachamim, and it's also in this specificity. There is a machlaikis in Sukkah, Mem Vav and Aleph, if you have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you. I think I mentioned to you once, I think this year, the Chachamim say one generic bracha, Shekichanim Ismail al mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yehuda says each one needs a what? Separate bracha, because again, Rabbi Yehuda is always into specificity. Not just in Birkas Nenin, but also in Birkas what? HaMitzvahs as well. You follow me? Tein lo me'ein berchosov, the Gemara says. You must tailor the bracha according to the item it is. And there we talk a paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's interesting. We don't paschal Rabbi Yehuda in those brachas like Abi what? Birkas Nenin, Brei Minei Deshoyim, but over there we do paschal like him. Remember I said what Rashi the example was? Go ahead, Jacob. And what else? What's number four? Sukkah. He had four.
Obviously,
Chol HaMoed. Avner's Raya is that what? You have to wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed. And then remember I said it was a Rav in the hotel, in the shoe room, and a Baal Bus said to me, I read the Rashi wrong. I didn't tell you that? He said, you should put the dot after what's this in Tefillin, then Sukkah and Luluf. I said, you're wrong. Harbe means three or more. And that's what David Nezu was saying. Okay? Harbe doesn't mean two. It means three or more, definitely. So therefore, Lamai said, I just want you to get in your notes, take a look at it, guys, this afternoon. You get a chance. Hop around as much Torah as you can. Mem Vav Amaralf and Sukkah, towards the bottom. It presents that Machlegs. And it's interesting. There we pass on the computer. Here we don't. Okay. So there's a lot to comment on, even on a few lines of Gemara. Okay? You just got to you gotta work at it. The Siyata Nishmaya is of the show. Okay, you're doing a great job, because let's continue now. Yeah, see, we keep going back to quoting. Amar Mar is quoting that price that we had above. And the tail end of that price was Koris as a Oris. Go ahead. Excellent. That was the very end of that price. You see, Amazonas and Alamichia. Batanya. What does the Brisa say? That's an expression for brain of fossils. It's a very, very strange expression. No? It's not so complimentary when you think about it. No? Lo klumhu? But we'll see. We have to answer that. But it's a stira. I mean, make up your mind. Do you say brachas men shalosh? Or do you what? Or do you say brain of fossils? Go ahead, Amr of Sheshes. Period. Okay, so it's a different Tana. So before we even get to that, I want to go through this concept of why Brenna Foshas gets this tag of calling Lo Klum in what literature? Tanaic literature in a Brisa. Let's see Rashi. Lo Klum.
Lo Klum.
Excellent. Meaning you don't require any bracha that mentions the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he's referring to, you know, Ala Michir, Ala Eretz, Ala Priyates. Right? Ella.
Ella, Brain and Foshos, Rabbis.
All you need is Brain and Foshos, Kikol. Excellent. Anything that's not part of the Shiva Saminim. So he's saying that it's not, from the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, which means it's another way of saying Shiva Saminim. And that's why it's v'lo klum. V'lo klum, it's not anything of what? Not that you should walk away and take away, you don't need a bracha achrona. Chas v'shalom. Of course you need a bracha achrona. But it has nothing to do, the nusach bracha has nothing to do with the bracha of the Peres Aretz. And that's exactly why it has that tag, v'lo klum hu, referring to the Peres of Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not rut. You didn't have the Peres of Eretz Yisrael, so you don't warrant that bracha. And that's the Shuvas Aminim, synonymous with that line of being called Paris Eretz Yisrael. Oris, bottom line, does not require brachas of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, and none whatsoever, and therefore it's a brain of fashos. Okay? That's the chiddush that Rashi says v'lo klum. So you always got to start with Rashi. Are there any other definitions of what v'lo klum hu is? Yes, there are, which I want you to get. And we actually hinted to it before, if you remember. So when we talked about the concept of brain of fashos on the top, the nusach bracha. The other prevalent approach of v'lo klum was a Rashba and the Tshuvas. If you remember, we mentioned it. Rashba and the Tshuvas, chelik al simen kuf mem tes, says, I'll tell you why the Tanaic literature, the Brisa calls v'lo klum. Because usually in all brachas, we always mention the article, the chefsa that you're saying the bracha on. Whether it's Birkas HaMitzvahs, you mention the Lulu of the Shofar, you mention the Mitzvah. Whether it's Birkas HaPeres, you mention Priyates, Priyadoma. Even Shehakol, you're mentioning it in a general way, right? But you're being called anything, you're Nene from it. But Brain of Foshos Rabos is not that way at all. In fact, you don't mention the thing at all that you're Nene. You're not even included in a generic way. And the Bracha is not that Lamaisa. Hashem created minim harbi lamalos chisaron and afashos. The bracha was not that Hashem created minim harbi lamalos chisaron and afashos, but lehefech, Hashem created souls that were lacking, and the people need the things in this world to be masim. Remember we said that pshat? That's what it means, brain afashos v'lo klum. V'lo klum is these guys are what? We call the bracha brain afashos v'lo klum because these guys are chaser. That's what it means. They're not complete. People are not complete. when they're created. Hashem gives you stuff in the world that should complete them. It's not the pshat that what? The bracha is not that Hashem created minim harbe to fulfill l'chsar nafash. We're not focusing on the chafatzim. We're focusing on the gavra that's lacking. And therefore, that's why it's called lo klum hu. This is the Rajbon, the tshuvas, which we had said over, remember, regarding... the Nusach on the top of the Taisus. Remember we said it was a double theme, there's a single theme. Taisus said it was the necessities and the delicacies, the apples. Rajbo said it what had nothing to do with that, right? Rajbo had a completely different pshat, and the Rajbo said, this is the pshat, the Maisa. So we said that maybe it was Lushitasa, was Bruchatasha Chei Olamim. Remember we said that, or Bruch Chei Olamim. Because it's a double theme, you need a bracha at the end. It's all the same thing you don't need. Yes, Jacob.
So he's saying that the lo klum is going on the fact that the bracha really is talking about the people that are lo klum?
Yeah. Now, when he means lo klum, it doesn't mean they're nothing, it just means they're lacking. That's what he means to say. Boshab Shad, yeah, that's why it's called the lo klum. Okay?
But what was the pshat for the Rashi?
The Rashi says it has nothing to do with Berkas Paris Arts. Lo klum legabe that. That's Rashi. Rashba says it's referring to charbe nefashos that are chaseris, and we need what Hashem created. That's why we call bre nefashos lo klum lo ma'isa. Rashi's on the dafta though chichasko read it v'lo, right? That's v'lo, yeah. Now there's a third shot. I want you to get down to alfas alfasi zuta. What's alfasi zuta say? The alfasi zuta says this bracha is called lo klum because it doesn't pater any other bracha.
Where
are
you
spell the Alfasi? Yeah, Alfasi. Aleph, you know, Lamed, Pei. It's Alfasi, Zuta. Right? Zuta is, you know, Zuta, how to spell it. Zion, Vav, Tes, Aleph. He claims Lo Klum because it doesn't pater any other bracha. See, other brachas are Motzi, Chove, Bidiyevid, but other things like Shahako paters everything. Prey, Prey, Adama paters Eitz. Prey, Prey, Eitz paters wine. Remember we had that in the beginning of the year, that Machlokas? Brachas, Machain, Shalosh. Paters the bracha shilofaneha if you said it by mistake lemaisa, right? Someone says a bracha achron makom bracha rishona, it's all shaila whether you yotze or not. Someone said a bracha achron makom bracha rishona, are you yotze? That's a big shaila. Isn't that interesting? Because instead of saying a bracha rishona, he said alamichi. Does that count? Shari Tshuva discusses it. But what I want you to get down is that Brina Fosu doesn't pater anything, nothing else. What'd you say? We don't call v'lo klum. The only bracha that... Yeah, I'm saying within Birkas Nenin, it doesn't cover any other bracha. That's why he calls it what Bray... That's why he calls it v'lo klum. Okay, we'll have to touch upon that Shari Tshuva another time, but the Shari Tshuva actually discusses whether you yotze, if you said the bracha achrona, as a bracha rishon. It says in Shem Reish Zayin Sivkot Na'alef. Belina, we'll have to discuss that. Okay, but the bottom line is that's a third pshat. And there's one other pshat I want you to get. Four pshat, and why it's called Lo Klum de Vilna Gom. I gave you the Mara Mekomis. The Biragro on the bottom of the page in Simin Reish Ches, Osites, says, how on earth do the Rishonim know Ein Kavana Abraisa Shapat Legamri Rebracha? What is the translation of the word Lo Klum in English? Nothing. I mean, I never would have said Brain of Fossils. I would have just said nothing. No. How did the Rishonim say that it didn't mean that? So the Vilna Gaon says, I'll tell you why. Because remember we did the Gemara, there's certain Amoraim in certain generations didn't say Brain of Fosh on vegetables and water. Remember we looked up that Gemara on Memdal and Mabez? And then later on, you know, we paskin that you do say Brain of Fosh and everything. But originally there was some Amoraim that only said it on meat and eggs. Remember that? So maybe that's exactly what the Brisa meant. That Oriz V'dochum was Patel Gamri from the Bracha. And maybe that's what the Kavanas HaRishonim is V'lo Klum of the Brisa. Right? Because the bottom line is, at that time, maybe there were Shitas that actually said that you don't, maybe rice was like, you know, vegetables in mind that people did not say Brenna Fosh was based on those Shitas. Later on, because we expanded the scope of Brenna Foshos, and we say Brain of Foshos and everything, so Vlo Klum became Brain of Foshos. But originally, maybe Ataka meant nothing. Maybe there was no Bracha Achrona. It's a very nice pshat that he was saying, and we're paskin like the later Amoraim that were Misakin al Kol Dvarim Brei Nefashos. But maybe there was a time, Lamaisa, that, you know, we held that the scope was limited, and therefore the Brisa would have said Lo Klum, Taka meant Lo Klum. Now that Brei Nefashos was expanded to everything, so it's Brei Nefashos, that's what Lo Klum means. But it, maybe it was not nuts to say that Lo Klum is the correct tag. You got it? This is what the Vilna Gaon wants to say. Okay, please get it. Simon Reish Ches Sifkat Nyetes. Very, very powerful pshad, Lamaisa. Okay, maybe Dolphin Valras is like, you know, vegetables and water. Maybe it never had a Brei Nefashos. Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
So he's not really explaining that, like, why Brei Nefashos is called Lo Klum. He's saying maybe that this case, when it says Lo Klum, really thought that it was nothing.
Right. This shot is different than the first three. Lo Klum is pshuto, that it meant nothing. Now it became known as Brei Nefashos because, you know, it was included. But the whole thing is a misnomer. You're saying it correctly. Very good. According to the Gaon, it's really a misnomer. The first three pshat, it's not a misnomer at all. Rashi says it's a Lo Klum vis-a-vis Paris Arts. According to Rashba, it's Lo Klum who vis-a-vis individuals which are lacking in the things in the world, right? According to the Alfasi Zuta, right, it's considered Lo Klum because it doesn't have the koch to motzi other brachas. But according to the last pshat, it meant what it meant. It meant Lo Klum. There was no bracha, exactly. Later on, it became part of it. Correct. Well said. Okay. We got that? Makes sense. No? Let's get it. Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, you have to remember all the Dap and Shas, but Lamed Zayin on the top of that top place was the Nuscha Brocha. And in Tanaic literature, on the bottom there, everybody gets this tag of being called Lo Klum. Gavriel, you with me? Okay. Let's continue now. You're doing a great job, Bechazko. So who are these? Yeah, go ahead. I'm Rav Sheshes. Go ahead. Who are Rav Sheshes? Go ahead. I'm Rav Sheshes. Excellent. Now, who are these? So you got to have patience when you do this whole brice. A lot of times in Shas also, the Gemara quotes a long brice, and the ikar part for the sugi is the end of that brice. So you got to be very patient. Sometimes guys end the brice throwing, get stuck and say, well, what's shot? I don't understand it. Be patient. Work through, read through the whole brice, and then God willing, you'll figure it out. Go ahead.
Time.
So what's he saying?
He's bringing the price of proof on why one.
So this is a whole long price. And the whole long price is going to what present this din. So the sign, you go ahead, Zach Klau. Go ahead with the price again. Zach Klau. So I mean I just spilled the beans a little bit, but just for clarity purposes, the brisa that said on Oriz, you say Brei Nefashos, which is what? Which brisa is that? Vatani Lo Klum Hu. Yes? That's going according to who? That's going according to the Rabbanan. Excellent. Okay? That's going according to the Rabbanan. And the brisa that says you say Brachas Mein Shalosh is going according to who? Rav Gamliel. Correct. So go ahead. The sign, Rich, read again. I'm Rav Sheshes. Go ahead, the Sanya. You know what Shalosh Brachas is, don't you?
Yeah.
What is that? Benching. Why do they call it three? Last time I checked, it was four. Tovah Meid is added. You know that from post Pesach, Jacob, right? It was added. Why was it added?
Because
the people that were killed in Beitar were Hashem gave them more to be buried. Baruch Hashem. Okay. That's why Kfuris Yisrael is so important. You know, the inner soul, they want to make sure they get all the Chayalim's bodies if they died and bury them. Rav Goren Zatzal was the chief rabbi of Tzahal, made that a very important mandate for Tzahal, that we always get the body and bury it. Okay? Go ahead. Come on, let's look. The sign is that, Klaal. Excellent. Bench it. Go ahead. Don't get me wrong. He said Tovah Meid. That's just a phrase. Okay? Wow. He says you say Allah eights. Go ahead. So what do you say? So there was a story that Gamliel and Zkeni were reclining in the attic in Yericho, right? And what happened? And they brought in front of him what? Dates. Kotavot means dates. Go ahead. Honey dates from the Shivas Aminim. Go ahead, Vachlu. They ate it. So Nasan Gamliel. Excellent. He gave him Rishus to lead the Birkas Amazon. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He jumped up and he said the bracha. And he didn't follow Rav Gamliel, right? He didn't follow Rav Gamliel benching. So Rav Gamliel was upset. Go ahead. Rav Gamliel was the Nasi of Sanhedrin, and he was the God of the door, right? So he calls Rav Akiva by his first name. Go ahead. Why do you have to enter your head into a machlekes and try to what? And try to not follow me? You knew there was a machlekes in the Chumim and me. And why do you have to go ahead and side with them? Do you have to keep doing this? I don't know if he kept was doing a lot, but he was just it upset him. Lamais, go ahead.
Cain.
I have Cain. You have Kach?
No.
You have Cain. Yeah, go ahead. Even though you say what? Three brachas.
Yeah.
Your colleagues don't say that. They say machas and sholos. Go ahead. Rabbeinu. Read that again. Meratenu Rabbeinu. Didn't you tell us, Rabbi, you are? Go ahead. Right, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you're against the Rabbin. So that's a very, very powerful. Let's see Rashi. Kotavos. The dates. Go ahead. Excellent. The honey that flows out.
Rabbi, why is it important to mention that the dates have the honey flowing out? Why is that important to our conversation?
Well, I think he wants to say that, you know, usually, you know, honey could be from a bee. Or it could be from dates. So he's trying to identify that it's the dates. Well, the Gemara has it later on. Why was there a need? Why was there a need to say that? What'd you say, Nate?
I'm pretty sure the word kusvos, it means honey dates, like the honey on the dates. It's not really just the dates itself. So it's saying it's like a dish. It's like honey dates.
Well, I thought it was the dates.
I think it's a dish with honey and the dates. That's what Rashi's saying.
Well,
it's
the thing.
I think Rashi's just defining
what kind of dates they are. You're saying the honey date? No, it's the dvash that is referred to in the Shivas Aminim. What'd you say?
It's a good kasha.
Why does he have? I think he's just trying to identify it. You know that it's not from bees. Yes.
It says that it's tamar mechud dvash.
Right.
And that is dvash.
Right. Meaning the dvash and the tamar are the same. You mean?
I think it's saying that it's a day honey. This thing is day honey. Tamar mechud dvash. Him tamar mechud dvash. That like it's ksubos whatever. Kosovos
are dates.
Kosovos,
yeah.
According to this, it says that hints farm with dvash.
Right. They're the dates, the honey that comes from the dates, you're saying.
That's what the
Kosovos
is, I think.
Yeah. Tamarim Shem, I think he's just saying that the dates are the dvash that are referred to in the Shivas Aminim. See, the Chumash doesn't say date. That's all I think he's saying, Benjamin.
Look at
the positive. Ereskita Sora Gevin Taina Rimon Eretzay Shemin Vash. It doesn't say Eretzay Shemin Utaina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Eretzay Shemin Vitamar. Doesn't say Tamar. He's just saying the Vash is synonymous with this because the Vash flows from dates. No, that what this is the pshat. What we're saying is correct. Rashi's trying to touch up the Pasuk in Chumash. It doesn't say what.
Why here,
what do you mean, why here? Where else should you do it? That's what Kosovos is. How do you know you say it on that?
Where
in the Pasuk is it called the Pasuk? We're talking about dates in the story. So he wants to say, why by dates alates? He's identifying as being Dvash in the Chumash. Chumash doesn't say Tamar.
Where in the Pasuk do you quote that Pasuk?
What's the difference? It's not Daf Mem, but that's not germane to us.
Why is it
what there?
Why is it Rashi in on Daf Mem?
Because there's no story there about dates. The story here is about dates. So he's telling you that dates is the taichin chumash of dvash. That's how you translate the word. Rashi's saying that you translate the word dvash as being date. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The chumash, when it says dvash, it means a date. That's what Rashi's saying.
How does it define the word zav?
Because honey flows from dates. That's why the chumash says dvash.
How do you
translate
that word? Flow?
Flow. Zav is flow. Yes. Zav is flow. You got me? Benj, you got it? Okay, good. So that's what the chumash means. That's what it means. The story of date. That's what Rashi's driving it. Okay. So what do you have here? He said, "Yachid Rabba Lach Karabim." And what happened? He said, "Why do you have to do this?" Because I have to do it. Go ahead, continue. Reb Yud Omer. Mishmo. Now Rashi says, "Read Rashi." Kavetzubirech. Right. Said Rabbi Chachorah. Mishmo Shahu. Yeah, so I don't think it's Dafka in his name. There's a different version the Rebbe is trying to what present of this machlokes. So what does he say? Rebbe Omer, Mishmo. He is quoting him though, but he's quoting him in this whole context of this. This is a different presentation. Go ahead. So what's when we've lo min dagan hu? It's not a min dagan, right? So it's not a min dagan is that b'chol often there's a machlokes chachamim and gamliel, right? Even mini dagan, the brisa says what? There's still a situation where what? Where there'll be a machlokes. Let's say what? The shivas haminin except for chutz what? Chitim esorim. Yes? Let's say like figs. Go ahead. Or pomegranates. Go ahead. Lo min dagan. Kol she shivas haminin. Lo min dagan. Go ahead. All min dagan also pass. Or it's from the what? Chamesh mini dagan, because we may pass, everybody's got a bench. Yes?
Yeah.
Right? You got what I'm saying? Because Rav Gamliel said you made min dagan, you didn't make pass out of it. That's when you what? That's when you bench. You bench. But that's only in there when you make it daiser. But if it's chitim or kemach, even Rav Gamliel says you don't bench. So Rav Gamliel would say you bench when on daiser, on porridge. But if you chew the wheat or kemach, even Rav Gamliel says you don't say a bracha of shalosh brachas. Okay, so go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Excellent. So what do the Chum say? What do the Chum say? You say brain of fascists, yes? So what do you see? They're arguing about auras. Beautiful. So the Bryce that you had a steerer that said what? Remember we had a Bryce, we had a steerer? The second Bryce said Brain of Fasos, and the first Bryce said Ala Michia. So who holds what? Rabbi Gamliel holds what? Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says what? Ala Michia. And the Chum is the ones who say what? Brain of Fasos. Yeah, because that's what he says Beferish right here. Pass Oriz with Dochim. Okay, let's see Rashi. We did Mishmo Shor Gamliel, yes? Yeah. Yeah, Rashi, v'lo min dagan. He says, v'lav the bach, v'lav min dagan. Go ahead. Yeah, read the dir mask again. V'lo what? Sam, you with us? Go ahead, v'lo what?
V'lo min dagan.
Yeah.
Shabbat min dagan, yesh chilo. Shim asu pas. Akol moitin, shabbat ha'achal, gim brachas.
So what does that mean? It's a min dagan, but there's a difference whether you may pass. Everyone agrees you're going to what? You're going to make, you're going to bench, right? If you make it into bread, everyone's going to need a bench, right? Even the chumim, right? Agree with that, correct?
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying, that as kosher is in la min dagan, or as a min dagan, also pass, okay? And that's when it's lo min dagan. Because min dagan, there's a difference. You may pass a motzi, lamaitse. If you didn't make pass, it'll be ala mechia. Okay, so Gemara's bothered by this answer. Why is Gemara bothered by this answer? Let's finish the Gemara good. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you, Nate. Go ahead. You didn't make it in the bread. Go ahead. In these two scenarios. Exactly. The second scenario being Mindaga, you didn't make it into a pas. What's the first scenario? First scenario is what? Non-chita v'sorim, but within the shivas aminim. Yes?
Yeah.
That also they argue about. Rav Gamliel says you still say shalosh brachos. Okay, go ahead. Mercy is not so simple that we say it's like Rav Gamliel. Go ahead.
I kept up.
Mayu Kimta, yeah. Then so he says, but Mayu Kimta, you wanted to say this price that says Al Michi is going to Leo, look at the Sefer Derash. Now what does Sefer Derash mean? Go back to that Brisa. There are three cases, right? The three cases of Sefer Reisha. There's a Reisha, the Sefer, and the Sefer. Mamish. Right? So the Sefer of the Reisha means the second case. What does it say in the second case? You tell me. So if they ain't produced Kayamas, what do you say? You say a Mazonas and a what? And a Alamichia. So it says, look, he made a Bruce Kayamas, you say a Mazonas and a Michia. Read again. Bamayo Kimta, Kerungam Leo, yeah? Aim a Sefer of the Reisha. Go ahead. Look at the Sefer of the Reisha. Go ahead. Yeah, read again from Mayu Kimta inside. Okay, I was just telling you the three cases.
Yeah.
Whenever you say Sefer Derash, there are three cases. In the Brisa, Sefer Derash is the middle case. That's how it's expressed as Sefer Derash. Natanael, you got me? Go ahead.
Mayu
Kimta. No, Kerem Lil. Kerem Lil. Frekta Gemara, aim a Sefer Derash. We got a problem. Look at the Sefer Derash. Emain what? Emain
versus
Kaim.
It's because we're not going to have a lot of better challenge.
Money. Who's the Tana? You want to tell me it's what? If it's Rungam Leo that says what? That on the Ein Prusikam Vesim is Onos Olam Michia, that's nuts. Why?
Hashta
or Kosovos, if you say on dates, you bench. If it what? Vai what? Vai dice. And also on dice, you're going to bench. Go ahead. Rungam Leo says three brachas on Kosovos, dates, and dice. Yeah? So how much more so? Go ahead.
He made up with his kindness.
If it was originally bread and now it became an intact meat, boy, it's a double portion. You just have to say benching. And what does it say in the brisa? You say alamichia. So it's nuts. This can't be Rogam Leo, this brisa. By kosher cane lamaisa, it should be what? Should be benching. If he's saying it on dates and dice of benching, how much more so something that's bread that now became crumbled? You shouldn't say a what? You shouldn't say a mozi? Of course you'd say it. You say a mozi in Shalosh Brachas. So all of a sudden, and you're going to say in the brisa, it says alamichia. So that can't be Rogam Leo. So don't tell me that Bryce is Rogam Leo. Ella, Pshita, rather, who is it?
Rabban.
Why don't you read the Rashi there? Aim is safe for the Rashi. Guys, take a look inside. You got to read the Dima Maskos always. Go ahead. Start from Aim is safe for the Rashi. Actually, start from Bamayo Kimta, please. Go ahead.
In
the Rashi. Bamayo Kimta.
Bamayo Kimta. Laho de la El.
Excellent. That price above the made a combo, so Prachachman Cholish is going to be like Rav Gamliel. You're going to be in trouble. Go ahead. Kave what? Dehi Reisha Dida, which is its Reisha, which is the first case. Ukatani Seifa, and then the second case. Here Seifa means the second case. It said, Ain Prus Kayamas Chule. Go ahead, Hashta.
Hashta, I feel like a Daisa.
Bus Risa. Now that even on Daisa, Gamliel says in the second Brisa, oh what?
Oh.
Exactly. He's ready to say bench, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Ain what? And that was bread originally. Go ahead. Excellent. Right. At the beginning was pas mamashaya. Go ahead. So for sure that should be breakfast also. Go ahead.
Mi boy.
Mi boy. Right, and even when it gets absorbed, what's it considered to? It's considered to be pas. I'm sorry, no. Mi boy chenumach, when it gets crumbled up, mi gar mi dice, is any worse than dice? And dice, you said, Shalosh Brachos, so this you definitely should say. So back to the Gemara, El Lav, so who must be the Tana? We don't have the word El Lav, I have just El Pshita, but that's what the understanding is. El Lav must be, go ahead.
El Pshita Rabbanon.
Excellent, it's Rabbanon. So now we got a problem. Iachi, if that's the case. No, Kasher Rabbanan Rabbanan. Why? Because why? We say what? We say V'lo Klum, who is Brina Foster. So now you're saying you say Ala Michia. I mean, make up your mind. Read Rashi. El what?
El Lav Rabbanan.
Excellent. So he said, by Dice it's one bracha. Right? Behind Nami Mishimuch, when it gets broken up, Lav what? It's also not passive. Avakid Aisha should be like Daisha. And then you got a steer. One saying Al Michi, one saying Brenna Fashos. Go ahead, Hilchasol. Lo Garcinin. You have Lav, I have Lo. What'd you say?
Yeah, like
you have low. Yeah, we've had that a few times in Rashi. Remember, we had how many times we had that in Rashi? We quote Zabak. We had it over here. Alam and Zana Lo Gasin Hilchosu Most Gadolosu. And then where else do we have it? Halachas Gadolosu. We had it. Tysus said it there on the bottom, right? Alam and Vav. I thought we had it twice already in Rashi, and this would have been the third time, but I don't remember. Okay. Excellent, excellent, Jacob. Where did you say? Yes, excellent. Islam Zion Bay. Excellent, Jacob. Very good. Okay. So we got this clor. So at the end of the day, what's the answer, Benj? That the Rabbanan say what? What do the Rabbanan say? Actually, we didn't get to the answer yet. Okay, back. Ihachi. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Jump in the gun. Go ahead, Ihachi. We got a steer. The Rabbanan, Bryce, said, Ren Foster, here we're saying it says Al Michia. It's a steer. Go ahead. Really, it's Rabbanan. Go ahead. Meaning that it's always what? It's always the Rabbanan, and you must fix the Bryce. Yes?
Yeah.
How do you fix the Bryce? When the Bryce says Al Michia, it didn't mean what? Al Michia. What did it mean? Ren Foster. Now the Tzlach makes the following comment before we get to the all along system pshat. We always try to do the pshat first. The Tzlach makes a very interesting ha'ara. He said, "Why did the Gemara seem so adamant to make the brisa like the Rabbanon and make a change? You're fixing up the brisa. Why couldn't you just stick with Rugam Leil and Gemara could have just stuck with Rugam Leil and say what?" How would it have said it? You tell me. What was the kash that led to Rugam Leil? Remember? If he says on benching the Dayasa and the Kosovos. Right, so maybe you could switch that. Maybe you could switch that, Lamaisa. Why can't you switch that? Switch that so that'll be, the whole Bryce will be Rugam Leil. That's what he wanted to tie in. He said that he thinks that's better than switching the words from Lo Klum to Alamichia. He said it's better to switch it from what? From Shalosh Brachas to what? To Alamichia.
But they're arguing in the other one. So like,
what do you mean they're arguing?
We're going to live in that. It's not saying that you want to switch the Bresa previously to Rav Gamliel agreeing with the Rabbanan in Shalosh, or say that in that, like, right? Because that's what we're saying, I don't know.
No, we're saying that the brises, both of brises are Rabbanan, and there's no stira because we changed something in the brise. We changed the brise from Alamichia to Brain of Foshos.
Right.
So he's suggesting, well, why didn't the Gemara, the Slach and Dimaskal Tani says, he says, why didn't the Gemara try to keep it what? The whole brise is Rugam Leil. And what you're going to say is that the mistake was Shalosh Brachas to Me'ain Shalosh Brachas. You know, to say that it meant, you know. Alamichia, yeah, because what was the stira? And Akoso was a daisa. Yeah, so you'll switch something. You switch it to be benching, Lamaisa.
No,
according to Rugam, he benches on dates, Nate.
Right.
He benches on dates. Well, he says you bench on dates. So he said, why? In Prusa Kayamos, why would it be Alamichia? So what you would want to do is what? You want to change it, Lamaisa, and say the whole Bryce is Rugam Leil, right? Right? Change the Bryce is going to be all Rugam Leil, and therefore what? And therefore, you won't have a steer anymore. You'll be able to change it. What'd you say?
What would the Bracha Rishona be? Like, what does Rugam Leil say the Bracha Rishona is when the aim produces Kayamas? Yeah, we'd switch it to Shlosh Brachos, but would he still say Mizonos? Is the bracha Rishona? Or you would say Amon?
No, this whole focus is just on the bracha Achrona.
Right, but if we switch the bracha, you would also have to take into account the dimensions of the bracha Rishona also.
Well, did you bring your kobetz beforshim? You have your kobetz beforshim? I'll read you the lashon. Okay? Let's read the lashon to the Slav. Thank you very much for the title.
How can you ask that question? Don't you have to ask that's
yes, you have a Masorah, and you're asking good. You're asking good. The ultimate answer is good, but the Tzlach wants to teach you how to learn up the Gemara. He always has depth with the Pshat. So I'm saying at the end of the day, he says, we want to make the Bryce of La Halacha. Who do we pass like? Yachiv Rabin, halacha karabim, the pasuk like Rav Gamliel. So that's at the end of the day why we did that. But he wants to investigate why didn't we what? Why didn't the Gemara want to what? Want to make this attempt to keep it within Rav Gamliel? That would have been a better way to do it. Why would that be a better way? So that's what I want to let me read it to you. Vitani lusof lo kun yesh lo daktik. Came to Al-Korcha Mukhrach and the Shabbos of Brysa. Since we're bound to fix up the Brysa, you have two ways to go to fix it up. My Chazisa L'Shabesh Sefer the Brysa. Why do you fix the second case? I'm sorry, why do you fix the last case? Nishabesh Sefer the Resha. Fix the second case. V'neim et Tani Lubasov Shalosh Brachas. And say instead of Alamichia, say what? Say that you bench L'maisa. Ain Pruskayamas will not be Mizonos and Brachachas, it will be benching. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow it, I guess.
Teretz Hamani Rogamlili. And we'll stick with that Teretz Hamani Rogamlili. That's what the Slach is asking. Vahari Yosir Shayach Lomar. And I think that's even better to go. To Makum Sholos Brachos Tav and Tani Main Sholos. You know, there's only one word you have to fix. Take out the word main. It becomes Sholos. No? Milameimar, rather to say like the Rabbana, what do you have to do? B'makom v'lo klum, tov v'tani brach achas men shalosh. Right? In order to fix up Rabbi Gamliel, what did you have to say? I'm sorry, in order to fix up the Rabbana, you had to fix up saying from brach achas men shalosh to say lo klum. That's a bigger change, don't you think?
Yes.
So please get that down. That's a slachat. So he answers, Sarach Lomar, he says, I'm really right, but the yosr nichle lokum mistam brais karabana. It's a stam brais, it's anonymous. We'd rather say it like the Rabbanan, Hilchuska Vasayu, Mila Okmik Ramlil, Labar Milchusa, rather than establish the prices like Ramlil, who we don't paskin like. That's the bottom line, that's the answer that he gives. It's a beautiful answer.
But wait, what was that last? And
even though it makes better sense and it's less of a drastic change to go with the Mahalach of sticking with the Ramlil, but the bottom line is we want to make the price like the Rabbanan, who's the Allah is like the Rabbanan. Not like Rabbi Gamliel. So he says, that's why the Gemara switched when saying that it's Hamani Rabbanan and they come up with this theory, even though it's a little bit more of a drastic change.
So it's because the Allah is like them, or just like you want?
Yeah, because the Allah is like them. So we want to make it like the Rabbanan. Yeah. We want it like the Rabbanan. But he's teaching you how to say Peshad. You got to ask yourselves, Nate, why the Gemara go one way and not the other way? He has beautiful diukim in the Gemara. How to read the Gemara. No to be used. What did you say? No, you have to have a certain, that's what he's trying to teach you. What was the thought process behind the Gemara? The Gemara went one way, not the other. Because he says, if I had my druthers, I would have gone with the Gemara Neil. It's lesser of a change. And it's more probable that you're just fixing up one word. He says we wanted to make the Gemara like the Rabbanan. Okay? He got me, you're doing a great job. Yeah, go ahead, what's Akasha?
I just want to understand, how is changing, taking up the word main in Rabbanan Neil about?
Because what was the theorem of Gamliel? You tell me. On dates and daisu, he says you bench. Right? So it shouldn't be a kosher cane when it's bread and prayos kiamos, it should also be benching. And what does it say? It says prus kiamos, says mezonos and alamichia. So instead of saying brachachas main shalosh, take out the word main and it becomes shalosh. That's a lesser of a change than going from lo klum to alamichia. Okay? You got it? You want to fix that, Lamaisa, or not now? I want you to fall. We'll fix it tomorrow. Okay? Are you with me? Okay. All right, let's go. We got to get moving here. Okay, that's the pshat in the Gemara. You got it? Okay. Now it comes out, Lamaisa, comes out an interesting chiddush that the Gemara now has resolved the brises, and it works, fits well according to who? According to the Rabbanan. Okay? Fits well according to the Rabbanan. Now, the Nakuda that I want to get to first, before we even get to the Tysis, is the following, okay? What is the shear of Shtia to be Mechayiv in a Bracha Achrona? Okay? What is the shear of Shtia that you need to drink to be Chayiv in a Bracha Achrona? So our Tysis, which we're going to see inside, but I want to say it outside first, is the shear of Mali Lugma. You have to at least have a cheekful to say a Bracha Achrona of what? Of if you're shosh yashir mali lugma, yichayav brachas mein shalosh. Okay? Now, this is not so poshut. Okay? Why do I say it's not so poshut? Tosfos says it here on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. He also says it on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Dir Maska Batzar. But Tosfos in Yuma is mistopic. Tyson Yuma Daf Ayin Tesamad Aleph has a suffix. Is the shear for Bracharona Kazayas or a Kabeya? Okay, generally we assume that you should always try to have a revis, Allah Lamaisa. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You should not just rely on Amale Lugmuf. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch's psak is backed up here by the Shidim Gubetz I want you to see. The Shidim Gubetz says Beferish that the Shir Shtia is a revis. Okay? Where is it? Kuf Tzadi Sif Gimel. You drink Lamaisa a revis to say a bracha achrona. If you drink less than a kazayas, right, or more than a revis, then you can remove yourself from a suffix. Okay? You got it? If you drink less than a kazayas, you displace it. You stick an olive in there, you don't have to displace water. You stick the olive and displace it. So, says in Shulchan Aruch, you got to get this. Drink less than a kazayas, then for sure no bracha achrona. Drink more than a revis, you know for sure you have to say a bracha achrona. Anything in the middle is murky, okay? Anything in the middle is murky, and that's why, Mali Lugmav is not such a great thing. Because Mali Lugmav usually is murky, it falls in between. Okay? So that's what the Shinim Gubetta says.
Even as small as a kazayas, you might think you would have to make a bracha achrona.
No, you don't, you don't. Less than a kazayas, you don't.
Less than a kazayas, but a kazayas.
Right, zayas or more puts you into the murky window. Correct.
Is
for liquids.
Mali Lugma
is in the middle. That's what I'm saying to you. It's more than a kazayas, less than a revis. So don't ever just drink a Mali Lugma. Even though our Tosis says it's fine, we don't hold like our Tosis. Okay, I want you to get that. The two Tosim, Tos by us and Lamates, both says that. Okay, but we don't hold like our Tosis. We hold like the Shidim Gubetz by us, which it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so with that in mind now, I want to see the Tisus. Okay? I'm sorry, go ahead.
How do you define revis?
Revis is usually, you look on the computer, but I think it's either 3.1, 3.1 according to Chaim Noah, 4.2 according to Moshe, and 5.7 according to Chazon Ish, I think. We'll have to check it on the Google. You have it on the Google? What's a shear revis? Those are the three shittas. 3.1, 4.2, and 5.7. No, Kabetz is always 2 kazesu. However you define a kazayas. Kazayas. A bay is 2 kazayas.
And that's bigger as far.
86 millimeters?
Yeah, but let's do fluid ounces. Do fluid ounces. Okay?
And 2 kazayas are bigger or smaller than 2 kazayas, like a kazayas.
2 kazayas is equal a bay.
And that's bigger or smaller than a bay, so we don't know.
A revis is less than, a kazayas is less than a revis. That's what I'm saying. Zayas, when you displace in water, is less than revis. That's why when you're drinking something, there's this is what you should do. Either drink a little bit that's less than gazayas, which for sure you don't need a bracha achrona, or drink more than revis, which for sure you need a bracha achrona. Anything between a gazayas and revis, which will be usually, we assume, mali lugmuf, will be cause a problem of suffix, and we don't want to be in that situation. Even though our Taisus says mali lugmuf is mechayiv in a bracha achrona. Do you have it there with the fluid ounces? It's not in fluid ounces. Let's get in fluid ounces.
Okay, didn't we have earlier in the year something like Rabbi Tom had a big fetish about Shia and
Oh, yeah, right. 2.73
fluid ounces. Who's that, Reb Chaim Noah?
Yeah, Reb Chaim Noah.
2.7, why? I always thought it was 3.1. Go ahead.
And then other guys can...
Rabbi Moshe?
Say it's 2.84.
Really?
Yeah,
Rebbe. And 1 second, Benji. And Rebbe Moshe?
I'm going to...
And Chazon Ish. What was the Chazon Ish?
It's just floating.
Yeah, all right.
Chavetz Chaim says 3.8.
Yeah, Chavetz Chaim says 3.8 fluid ounces. Rebbe Chaim Noah is what? 3.1? All right, we have to see. We have to look. Benji, what are you saying now?
On Memtes on base.
Yes.
In Tosas, it says, Uli and Shia over read the Yishla after the Marifala, but if you talk with me more than you look up, I'll have a lot of
Say it again?
We did that toast
in the beginning of the year. Excellent. Read again. Mem Tesam Beis. Yeah, go ahead, read again. Rebbe Kivagos has been signing it on Yud Beis, I think. Remember he said on Daf Yud Beis, look there?
That was in both pieces.
Rebbe Kivagos has been signing it. But we also did it in the beginning of the year. We did it at the beginning of the year, Rebbe Kivagos. No, we did Mem Tesam Beis. Go ahead. What does he say? Read it again. Rebbe Natam, what? To say what? A bracha rishona or a bracha achrona? Yeah, see Rabbi Akiva Eger there?
Yeah.
We did Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yesh lachem levarach. Kosher lehech, shach lachmer, levarach, kol bracha, sovik brachas lahaka. Right? Yes? What's he talking about there? Bracha achrona or bracha rishona? This machlokus over there is talking about bracha achrona. How much you have to eat? No. It's talking about bracha achrona. And he's saying that he's talking about bracha achrona. He's not talking about bracha rishona. So Rabbi Kivega says, I don't understand this read. It's a pella. Right? Only problem is, we gave an answer in Daf Yud Beis because it was bracha rishona here. This is bracha achrona. It's a very difficult answer. Yeah, so I mean that's the kasha. That's talking about bracha achrona. Excellent. Very good memory. Excellent, guys. Okay, we got this? Okay, let's start the Tyson inside. It's getting late. Come on. Every time I got to check on my watch, I have a battery, I got to get it fixed. Okay, go ahead. I got it, 1240. Okay, go ahead. Okay, guys, you ready? Go ahead. Chesky, you're doing a great job. Let's see Tyson inside Kofetz, okay? It's a strange lotion. You know, Kofetz literally means to jump, right? You're not talking about high jumping in the Olympics or long jump, you know? What does kofetz mean?
It
also means to skip. Like to skip over. I mean, kofetz. Kfitz aderach, you know, the Hashem made a nes, you know, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, that he got there quickly. Kfitz aderach.
He skipped over the...
Yeah, there it doesn't mean skip, though. Here it means he went right into the bracha. He went right into the bracha. But let's see what he says here. Okay, go ahead, Kesko. What does it mean, kofetz? Go ahead. Nasan Gamliel, let's see Tysus, guys. Go ahead.
Nasan Gamliel, and Ashur Sarabikina,
Rabbi Gamliel was the God of the door. He was the Nas. That's Rabban. He's the only time that says Rabban, because Gemara said in our Masechta, the whole story about he was, you know, deposed. And then they brought him back, and, you know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi for a week, and he was the Nasi for what, 3 weeks, yes? You remember that story?
Yes,
on Daf Chav Ches. I think so. Go ahead. We'll talk about that another time, that whole Gemara. Gemara identifies who the Talmud was. Gemara says, Shim Bar Yochai. Yeah. It doesn't say Chav Ches?
Yeah, it is on Chav
Ches. Yeah, Chav Ches Samanav. Right. So the story, though, also Talmud, Chav Ches Samanav. Go ahead. Yeah, start from the Dira Maskel. Nasim, go ahead. Go ahead. So Ragamli, when he gave him Rishus to lead everyone, he thought he was going to do what he does. And namely say what? Lead a Zimun on dates. And say what? Benching. Go ahead. No, Kaimelan. Kaimelan. Go ahead. Vim Tom Martes, they ask Ragamli. Kaimelan. Kaimelan. We paskin, right? Very good. Ain what?
The aim is mizmanim.
Aim is zimun on Paris. There's no zimun on Paris. What's going on here? When's the last time you saw people do zimun on Paris? Great kasha. Go ahead. He thought Ramul Shid was mizmanim on Paris. Go ahead. Oh, he did it for himself. The Kaimelan. Aim is Amnon al Paris. The Acherim. Each guy said his own bracha. So what was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was, what are you talking about? There's no Zimun on Paris. What's the answer? Yes, there is. If you don't like Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel says if you bench on it, you can do Zimun on it. And Rabbi Akiva said, I don't hold like that. I'm sorry. And therefore, Ein Mizan al Paris, and therefore each guy did his own bracha in the Ginuk. No problem. Yes. Go ahead.
Rabbi Akiva didn't say bracha on Moshe Yisrael Mechia. So why did it even matter what Rabbi Akiva held in Yisrael Mechia, but it didn't matter if he holds Nazim or not, because he did Rabbi Akiva, or you don't get Mizan.
That's the answer. In other words, what was Tais Kasha? Tais Kasha was when Leo thought Rabbi Akiva was going to go out, was going to do Zimun on Paris, right?
Right.
So Tais asks, what are you talking about? We don't have a Zimun on Paris. Tais says, that's wrong.
When you say Zimun, you mean Zimun and Berkas
HaMazon? Yeah, he was going to, yeah. Zimun's always synonymous with Berkas HaMazon. Zimun's an introduction. Sure it is. Zimun's an introduction for Berkas HaMazon all the time. Zimun's an introduction.
Anytime we say
Zimun, we're going to bench. So Zimun's an introduction for it. So Tais asks, what's going on here? We never do Zimun on Paris. Yeah? Rav Gamliel does. Because anytime you bench on it, Zimun comes with it. That's a Gamliel Shita. And Rabbi Kiva said, I beg to differ with you. There's no Zimun HaPeres. Each guy said his own bracha. Done. So the Mara shows Mazmin the Taisis. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. Remember who Shita that was, Jacob? Remember we learned the, in post-Pesach, the first day, that we viewed, remember, is it Akhtama? Remember we had different Shitas, like three, four Shitas, what Zimun was. One of them was that it was Akhtama. Okay? It's viewed as Akhtama. It's Akhtama to benching. Okay? You with me, Nate? You got it? What's not clear?
No.
Premise in the kasha was no Zimun HaPeres. The Teretz says your premise is wrong. According to Gamil, there is Zimun HaPeres because they bench. If you bench, there's a Zimun then.
Was that the Rav that said that it was Akhtama benching?
I think so. No. From the Ravid also, I think. We proved it from the Ravid. Yeah, go ahead, Nate. What do you say? What's not clear about this? I want you to be clear as glass. Let it be clear as glass, Lamais. Okay? What's not clear?
I don't know.
Zimun is always connected with benching. Okay? So he Tyson said there's no Zimun on Paris. Tyson says there is. You hold like a Gamliel. Right? If you hold like a Gamliel, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tomar.
Im Tomar Gamliel, to Amar Gimabrachis, Shlemis, the Mesarle, the Mismanim, Al Zayin Aminim.
Oh, Corner Gamliel says you what? Gamliel says you actually do say three brachas. It's like Nate said, Yimizamna Al Shivas Aminim. Go ahead. And you put that together that you require a kos every time you bench, what are you going to have? Go ahead. You're going to have an amazing thing. Go ahead. Imkain. So when you want to bench on Shivas Aminim, you're going to need a kos al yayin. And every time you bench, you're going to have a kos al yayin. The guy drinks, he's going to have to what? He's going to have to bench again. Yeah. Imkain what? Yizamnu what? Liolam. It'll never end the mice. Keep saying brikas and muslin on the coast. And the individual what? The individual has to... Tos obviously assuming in order to say that, you do what? You need a coast on an individual that benches, yes? Go ahead. Oh, not everyone has to what? Not all the guys around have to drink the kosher bracha. The only guy who has to drink it is the leader. So the mirmele, you don't have an azimun. Because why? You don't have a Zimun because he's the only one who drinks the wine. So he says, so what? But that one guy's going to have going on forever. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. That's good for all the other guys around the table. Right? Excellent. He's going to have to be saying it forever and ever. So it's not going to help the guy who drinks. Yeah? For him, it'll be Ein L'Davar Sof. It's a great kasha. That's what even if you hold it's only for Zimun Lamaisa, right? Even an individual toss is assuming he's gonna have to say kosher bracha anytime you bench, right? He's obviously assuming like that. Very good horror Benji. Remember we said Allah Lamaisa, people only do it when there's a Zimun on Shabbos. Yontif. Go ahead. So what does he answer? Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar.
Teheicha Shawad. Well, that was the answer you gave already. We have to be Tomar.
Oh, okay.
Right, you got that, right? You read that up to there, yeah? Go ahead, Shlomar, go ahead. Didn't you? You read that up to there, yeah?
I just didn't read the Vim Kain Ein L'Davar
Sof. Yeah, you can't. Go ahead. So, Vim Shlomar. Oh, you're not drinking the wine Bikvias. You're drinking Derech Harai. Rak what? Male what?
Rak Male.
You just cheek to cheek full. In that case, Lumaisa, yeah? Go ahead, Moda Ragamliel, that what? That you don't need to say three brachas. The imlo came, because if you don't say like this, that means what?
Yeah,
every drink of wine you're going to require Ragamliel's birkas of mazon, right? And therefore what? That would be crazy. Go ahead. That means v'chilesle, you basically would rip out of the page of the sitter. Yeah, you never would say brachas min shalosh at all. At all would you ever say it. Never would you end up saying it, right? Never would you end up saying it on wine because you go right to benching. So it must be the what? The regamliel is mode of the what? Then when you don't drink mikvias, you don't need a birkas on mazon. Is that correct? You got that? So let's summarize the tais outside. You got it? We always try to get it clear with the help of Hashem. What did tais ask? Tais asks, I don't understand this. Rav Gamliel gave Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva to do what? To lead benching? Yes. But Lomai's lead benching because Rav Gamliel says to what bench and the whole thing. But there's a din of Ein Mizamin al Paris. What's Tais' answer?
Rav Gamliel says
According to Gamliel, there is mezamnin ala peiros. As long as you bench, lemaisa d'zimun, no big deal. We don't paskin like that, but that's what Gamliel shita. Aye. What does Tosis ask? What does Tosis ask on that lemaisa? According to Gamliel, that if you bench and you put together the halacha with what's name, bracha tuna kos, you can have a revolving cycle the rest of your life, lemaisa. Every time what? Every time you zamen, everyone drinks from the kosher bracha. They got to after what? Bench again, nachamah. Then bench again, nachamah. They never leave the table. You know what I mean? And also, they'll probably get drunk, right? One might, I would imagine. So Tosafos says, I got no problem. The answer is, no, not everyone has to drink. The only guy that has to drink is what? The mavarach. So Frekta says, that guy's going to be forever and ever. Right? So what's Tosafos' answer? The only time Rav Gamliel says you got to bench when you drink the wine of the kviyas. If you're not drinking the kviyas, he's motive. You only drink a molly lugmuth, you don't say what? You don't say it's shalosh brachos. And if you tell me that any slight drinking you do, you have to go to benching, then the whole bracha, al-gavah, go out the window, which is not true. Okay, that's the tais lock, stock, and barrel. Now the bahag I gave you, taisim, shachim, and kufayim, and base, gave a different teretz, which was also an amazing answer. He quotes the bahag. Sometimes he quotes mahalachos gedolos, but he's referring to the bahag. And taisim, shachim, says an amazing answer. According to the Bahag, he says you don't say a bracha achrona on a kosher brick as a Muslim. Now, some guy, you leave benching sometimes, and you bench, and someone says, oh, Rebbe, don't forget to say bracha achrona. I hold like the Bahag. Sachem kufeim beis. What? The guy will think you're nuts. I should look up the Taisus. Taisus says beferish, you don't say a bracha. So everyone thought this foreign Seder of the Bahag is nuts. What do you mean? So the Russian Simon Yud and Arvip Sachem is masbah the Bahag. And he says that what? We consider the yayin that you're drinking, dvarma boy machmas asuda. And the benching covers it. Ah, even though the benching was a hefsik, and you drank afterwards, we still consider it to be all part of the general meal, and the Birkas HaMazon gets the job done. It's an amazing, it's a collector's item, this bag. Yes. What is the problem with this, that you walk away, you don't need a bracha achrona? You know why you don't need a bracha achrona, Nate? Because the benching that you did counts as the bracha achrona. But wasn't that since benching requires a cup, we view the cup of wine as considered to be toch the suda. So the benching covers the wine, even though the wine is being drunk when? Afterwards. It's a tremendous chiddush, this rush. That's mazmud bahag. But what else are you going to say? How can you walk away without a bracha achrona? He's saying the bracha achrona was the benching. But I said the benching before I drank. Oh, no. We view it out like in Mafreya, that when you drink the wine, halacha lemaisa is tok the suda. When you drink the wine, it's considered to be tok suda, and that's the din. That's an amazing shita. Wow. That's what the Bahag writes. Toysim sochem kufei ambezim mask, shmam in a bracha in the middle of that taisis. Okay? We got this? Okay. Now, lemaisa, this leads us to the Rashba. Okay? The Rashba, quoting But it's really, I wanted to see, the Ravid's quoted in the Rashba. Rashba, Dirmaskal of Lanasan, I gave you. Quotes a Ravid. He says as follows. He thinks, throughout this whole Tosis, you could solve it in the following vein and make an Ukimta. What's an Ukimta? What's an Ukimta? You say establishment in the case. Excellent, Jacob. Why can't we say this is a bread meal? Maybe this was a bread meal. And they brought dates at the end of the bread meal. And you're already chayav zimun on the pas. So since we're mezamen on the pas, we're mezamen also on the peiros. Gemara has a case later on in Membeis and Beis. God willing, we'll get to it. I don't know if we'll get to this semester, but maybe next semester. We'll see. But if you put the yayin after the mazon, one guy's mevarach lekulam. Now wine is usually ain't mezamen alav. Why does it say, if you bring the wine after the mazon, it says echen mevarach lekulam?
The Ravid says
this case of the that they were sitting together was a case of Suda's Pas. No, it's a case of Suda's Pas. We're going to get to it. They're Chayv Zimun Ayyadei Peiris. They're Chayv Zimun Ayyadei Pas. Since they're Chayv Zimun Al Pas, and Mizamin also on the Peiris. Like the Gemara has later on in the Bezbez, if you have Yain Achar Amazon, one guy's Mavarach Lakum. Gamal Yain is usually Ain Mizamin Alav. But if you're in the middle of a meal, one guy can say the bracha on behalf of everyone because there's a tziruf here. So too here, since it's a bread meal, there's a tziruf. So since the peiros came after l'achar hamazon, one guy can mevarach l'kulam gam al peiros. One guy could say a bracha on them also for the parents because there's a tziruf here. Okay, there's a tziruf here. So everyone's looking at me strangely. Why? Nate's kasher the minchas baruch you're mechaven to. If it was betoch the bread meal, you're chaven because of also because of the bread. So you don't have to say a bracha on the dates anyway. Doesn't benching cover that? Yes. Doesn't benching what benching cover that? Yeah. Doesn't benching cover that? So what is he driving at? What is he driving at? So let's see. What is he driving at, Lamaisa? That's Lamaisa, the difficulty. That's Lamaisa, the difficulty. What does this mean, Lamaisa? What does this mean? What does the Rashba mean? Quoting the Rivi. What does he mean to say? So Lamaisa, how are we going to fix up this what? How are we going to fix up this Rashba? How do we fix up this Rashba?
Didn't the rabbi say Kfar Biris? I thought it was a Lashon.
Yeah? Do you have it here? Yeah, oh, we have it here. Zuck the Lashon. Yeah, let's see the Lashon. Because we have a Hezber for it, Lamaisa. Let's get to it, okay? We have a Hezber for it. Okay? Lamaisa, the case on Daf Mem Beis, his wine was bought after the Mazon, and one guy was Morach Lakulun. So we want to say the same thing here. What'd you say?
Oh, I guess it doesn't really. It's just,
where are you?
Right here. Shekvar Balahem Zimun Oidea Pas.
Right. They already had it. It doesn't say, Kamosha Baruch Lehem Echon Birkasayan, he quotes the Gemara, Akan Lashon. Right. Vein Surach El Mokash Kasavnu. So what's the pshat, Lamaisa? What's the pshat here that we want to tie in? What's the pshat in the Riven? What's the pshat in the Riven that we're able to do this? So I think what you have to suggest is the following for the Riven. Halacha Lamaisa. I believe what the Riven is suggesting is that Tosos gave an answer that Rav Gamliel in his heart of hearts holds that Mezamna appears because you must bench. The Ravid says, "I'm not. You don't have to go with that. Since it's a bread meal, and we're already v'chayiv zumanai de'apas, the way you can interpret this is that it was referring to v'nosan Rebbe Kiva l'resus Rebbe Kiva l'varach was not for a bracha what? Bracha achrona, it was for the bracha rishona. And therefore, one, since there's a bond already together with them all eating together through a pas, what'd you say? The lashon of the Gemara, you mean?
That's a good point.
That's a good point, what Nate's saying. That shot goes right up in smoke based on what Nate said. I mean, what does the Gemara mean when it says? So you have to say like this. It doesn't mean what? It doesn't mean bracha rishona like Nate said. You're absolutely right. What was the case that he brings an example of Mem Aleph? What was the example? What was the example of Mem Aleph? Yes. In Bolem Yayin Lachar Amazon Echad Mevarach Lekulam. What was Echad Mevarach Lekulam mean? You remember that? What was Echad Mevarach Lekulam? So about a bracha achrona, Brei Pri Hagafen. Ala Eitz Val Pri Eitz. Ala Gafen Val Pri Hagafen. There is a concept, we don't paskel like this, that if there's wine brought at the end of the meal before the benching, there would warrant a bracha achrona on that section alone, and the Birkas HaMazon that you have at the end would not potter it. You follow what I'm saying? On the last section you drink of the wine would warrant its own bracha achrona before you bench on the rest of the food. You follow me? So in the same vein that you have mezamen al pas, that sets up a bond that you could also mezamen al peiros if at the end of the meal you have dessert and they brought dates at the end of the meal. So that's exactly what the Rive is driving at.
It's like the shita that we have, if you say another, if he doesn't, if Kenya with lechem, you have to make another bracha rishona, like in the meal.
Similar to it.
But also the bracha achrona.
But this is very, very novel to us because we're not trained to think like this. Because we're trained to think that because the mazon covers everything. But there is shitas that say that if it's separate and considered to be a dessert, it will warrant its own bracha achrona, and that will be before you actually say because the mazon. Because the mazon will not pata that. And therefore, he wants to say that since this bonding is already there, then one guy could say the bracha achrona on behalf of everyone else. And therefore, don't ask me a kasha about ein mezamen al haperis. You're right, ein mezamen al haperis in general. That's in a vacuum. But if it's in the case of suda on the pas, just like there's a chayv and zimun al pas, you can be mezamen on the what? On the peris as well. And that example showed with the yain later on. Kamokin the peris shabol achar amazon, echem avarach lakulim gam al haperis. Just like one guy is going to leave the benching for everyone and daven in the raf, one guy can send the bracha achrona for the peris, and that's exactly what Rabbi Kiva did. Okay? You follow me? Okay, I want to finish this. You follow me? It's 101. Let's just finish this. The Meiri has a different shot, okay? The Meiri quotes Yesh Metartzim that when it says Ein Mezamen al HaPeris, there's no chiyuv for one guy to wait. You know how we learned that in post-Pesach? One guy's not mechuyev to wait for two kedei lezamen when it comes to peris. Each guy can be on their own with their own bracha. And the mezamen doesn't say nevarach, and the other guys say baruch hu v'shemo. Lamaisa, but le'inyan, one guy saying a bracha, and the other guy's a b'yotzeh b'mekoso, lamaisa, that is possible. That is possible for the peiros. You can have one guy say a bracha on behalf of the other guys with the peiros. This is just referring to, can you leave and do it on your own? And that's what ein mezamen al haperis means. But regarding one guy being motzi anything, there's nothing wrong with that. If we're eating a fruit lunch, I can be motzi everyone else. No problem. So don't tell me, Lamaisa, Ein Mezamen al HaPeris. Ein Mezamen al HaPeris is talking about a specific din that one guy can't leave, that one guy can leave and say his own bracha achrona with the other two guys. But if they want to stay together, it's fine. So don't ask me a kasha to say Ein Mezamen al HaPeris. You have a wrong understanding of Ein Mezamen al HaPeris. That's the Meiri's answer. Does everyone got that? Nate, you got that? That's what Ein Mezamen al HaPeris is. Ein Mezamen al HaPeris is a specific thing that what you there's no issur for you to leave and say your own bracha. But regarding one guy being motzi other people, that's no problem. That's what the Meiri says. And one last nekuda, let's get it. The Nemukia Griv, in the back of the Gemara, quotes from the Mordechai, in the seventh parak, Remez Kuf, the name Hashem, the Rav Yo, Hashem, Rav Haigo. We'll repeat the names. That on the Shivas Aminim, you always do Zimun. If you say it like that, then Tais Kasha doesn't start, right? Don't tell me the din of Ein Mezamen al HaPeris. Ein Mezamen al HaPeris is on oranges and peaches. But not on the Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim is Mezamen al HaPeris. Please get that. It's Jake, you got these last two terutzim? Let's say it again. What? That's Rav Gamliel. That's Rav Gamliel's Shita. This is Shita according to... Exactly. That whole Kali Mezamen al HaPeris is only on what? It's only on oranges and peaches. But even the Chachamim would say you could do a Zimun on Peris. Lamaiz, according to this answer. That's the Mukher Griv. Quotes the Mordechai B'Shem, the Rav Yo, B'Shem Rav Hai Gon. That's that last answer. And the previous answer was the Meiri B'Shem Yesh Metartzim. Okay? So, total, how many answers do we have? Tosfos' answer, the Rosh B'Shem, the Ravid, the Meiri B'Shem Yesh Metartzim, and the last one, which is the Rav Yo, fourth. No, no, the Bahag was a different Nakuda. The Bahag was a different Nakuda about what do you do about the cycle, you know?
Yeah.
That's reviving cycle.
Yeah, about, we have to make a separate
Rosh Mushim, the Raivin. Yeah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Okay, Mincha is the base manager, 1:30.